Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, Midrand northbound slowly starting to ease up, thank heavens, but the Mike 1 northbound from Caller to Drive heading through Sandton is now very busy.
Die woordvoerder vir die departement van onderwys in Gauteng, Steve Mabona, het gereageer op 'n vermeende bendegeweld voorval in 'n hoërskool in Alexandra, Johannesburg. Een van die leerlinge is in 'n kritieke toestand in die hospitaal opgeneem.
We are working tirelessly to make sure that the law enforcement agency investigate this with our cooperation.
Dan na die buiteland. In Ierland en Skotland is vlugte gekanselleer en skole toegemaak te midde van die lande se gevaarlikste storms tot nou toe. Storm Eowyn het honderdduisende wonings se krag uitgeslaan met rukwinde van tot 184 km per uur. Dit is glo die sterkste storm die afgelope 80 jaar. En net so vir interessantheid, as jy hou van Lord of the Rings, dan weet jy van die naam Eowyn. So nou, het ontdek gewonder wat dit beteken. Dis afkomstig van ouer Engels en 'n mens kan dit losvaardig vertaal as die vreugde van perde. So jy kan dink nogal hoekom 'n storm daarna vernoem is. Frans Kneitler van PSG Welvaart hou intussen die plaaslike sakefront dop.
Op die plaaslike front verhandel die JSE Algehele Indeks 0.7% hoër op 84492 punte. Dit is veral mynbeaandele wat baie sterk vertoon vandag en ons sien sterk prysstygings van meer as 5% by Kumba Iron Ore sowel as Sibanye-Stillwater.
En hier is 'n voorsmaakie van wat op die internasionale front aan die gang is.
Aandele van Novo Nordisk styg sowat 9% in Denemarke nadat die farmaseutiese maatskappy belowende resultate vir hulle GLP-1 gewigsverliesmiddel Amacretin verwerf het. Ons sien ook dat aandele van die luxe goedere industrie sterk vertoon vandag nadat Burberry goeie verkoopsyfers rapporteer het. Aandele van die maatskappy verhandel sowat 11% sterker.
'n Dollar verhandel teen R18.37, 'n euro R19.29 en die pond staan op R22.90 per pond. Goud verhandel teen $2,784.88 per fyn ons en Brent ru-olie teen $78.59 per vat. Ek is Marlene Fischer, meer nuus om 6.
Time now for the sport with Joe Mann. It's brought to you by Superbets. Know your sports better than anyone else? Prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
Well, it's all happening in Gqeberha at the moment with the Joburg Super Kings up against the Sunrisers Eastern Cape. I had all the jokes prepared about Zach Crawley and Luto Sipamla, but it turned out that Zach Crawley was out on the first bowler, so he got a royal duck, but then he got a bit of reprieve. Luto Sipamla had actually overstepped, and therefore that means it was a no ball and he got a free hit, and now he's got another free hit again. So Zach came crawling back to the crease and Sipamla got Luto.
I still
got away with the joke. So at the moment, six without loss, and only one ball has been bowled so far. So much action has happened already. David Blitz, well, he scored a late try in the encounter between the Blitz Box and Australia to help South Africa win by 10 points to 7 against the hosts in Perth. Early on in the day, though, Philip Snyman's men left it late as they beat the Americans, with Ronald Brown dotting down to give his side a 24-19 victory. And, in some more rugby news, World Cup winner Stephen Kitsoff has spent the last 8 months on the sidelines because of an injury, but now he's biding his time and recovering well. Kitsoff had a neck operation about 2 months ago, and he's on track with his recovery. He maintains, though, that he does have a chance to make a comeback, but is focusing on his health at the moment. Bulls director of rugby Jake White raised a few eyebrows benching two World Cup winning Springboks in Villiers-Leroux and Kanan Moody, and that's for tomorrow's URC clash against the Lions at Ellis Park. Leroux is returning from time off while Moody is going to